The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says Billions is now in compliance with federal air pollution standards. Governor Steve Bullock says this is the first time the EPA has reversed a non-attainment designation. Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Yamanaka reports.
The EPA's non-attainment designation came in 2013. Federal officials pointed to the closure of the coal-fired Corrette power plant as improving the air quality and redesignation. But state officials disagree that's the reason.
This is not really about Corrette.
Tom Livers heads the Montana Department of Environmental Quality.
The data that we've got to build the case for attainment over the period from 2013 to 2015, most of that time period included Corrette up and running without some of the voluntary controls that they had agreed to.
Livers and Governor Steve Bullock say the EPA based its earlier decision on flawed data. Bullock adds, the designation hurt existing businesses because they could have been forced to install pollution controls.
It also made it less attractive for new businesses looking to locate here in this area. The mandates associated with it were rigid, they were inflexible, and they added unnecessary burdens and additional permitting requirements.
Had the designation remained, the Federal Clean Air Act could have allowed federal highway dollars to be withheld from the state. Industry representatives from ExxonMobil, PPL Montana, and CHS said they could not comment publicly on the redesignation. Gary Forrester handles government affairs for MDU Resources. He says the company doesn't have any industrial facilities in Billings, but he still applauds the news.
So we're happy to see the EPA and the DEQ have come together, come up with a plan that'll work and will allow industry in the Yellowstone Valley to expand.
Billings was one of 30 that was designated as an area that did not meet the new sulfur dioxide standards and categorized as non-attainment by the EPA. Just over a dozen Montana communities received that designation. The Bullock administration says it will now work to get a designation change for the remaining Montana cities. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.